In Baptist, I give a lesson in Baptist history, and this morning I just thought I'd take a little bit of a break from that and talk a little bit about Memorial Day and just its history and what it stands for. I think, like most things Americans have forgotten and don't know our history, and I think it's good to be reminded and just take a minute and may reflect on what this great holiday is and what it stands for. Memorial Day was set aside to honor the men and women who have died serving in the American military. It was originally known as Decoration Day, and it originated in the days following the Civil War. It was set aside to honor the Civil War dead by decorating their graves, and it became a federal holiday in 1971. Unofficially, at least, it marks the beginning of summer. And as I said, I think many have forgotten the meaning, traditions of Memorial Day, and I thought it'd be helpful and interesting just to talk about it. But after the Civil War, General John Logan, he made a proclamation on May 5th, 1868, and he said this. He said, "The 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion, and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet in the land. In this observance, no form of ceremony is prescribed, but posts and comrades will in their own way arrange such fitting services and testimonials of respect as circumstances may permit." He went on to say that the grave should be decorated with the choicest flowers of springtime. And he said this, he said, "We should guard their graves with sacred vigilance. Let pleasant paths invite the coming and going of reverent visitors and fond mourners. Let no neglect, no ravages of time testify to the present or to the coming generations. We have forgotten as a people the cost of a free and undivided republic." Great words. And that sets the tone for what the day stands for. By the late 1800s, many communities in the country had begun to celebrate Memorial Day. After World War I, observances began to include all those who had died in American wars. And as I said, in 1971, Congress declared Memorial Day as a national holiday. And this is to be distinguished from Veterans Day, which is in November, which is a day set aside to honor all veterans, living and dead. But Memorial Day is specifically for those that have died for our country. And this is something I thought would be interesting to you. So you may not have known this, and I didn't know all these details at all, but it's interesting to note that there are over 200,000 men and women fallen in American wars buried around the world. This does not include the 76,000 that are missing in action, mostly from World War I and World War II. And those missing in action, those names that are unknown soldiers are listed without graves near where they fought and disappeared. There are, of course, cemeteries all over America, but around the world, there are cemeteries in Belgium, Luxembourg, Italy, Netherlands, Panama, United Kingdom, Tunisia, Mexico, and France. There's over 25 American cemeteries in France alone. And we are familiar, maybe most familiar, with the National Cemetery at Normandy. And this is a picture of Normandy a year after D-Day, and then the next picture shows what it looks like today. A very moving and fitting tribute to our soldiers who died there in France on D-Day. And this is a stunning cemetery. Many think that's our largest cemetery, but actually the largest American cemetery is in the Philippines, and it overlooks Manila. There are 16,800 dead who were killed in the Pacific in World War II, buried there above Manila. The cemetery also honors, believe it or not, 36,000 dead individuals who are missing in action from the Pacific War. And this is sobering to think about it, but I think it's so good for us to think about it and to be reminded of those that gave their lives for this great country. And several famous Americans are buried in these cemeteries. General Patton is buried in Luxembourg, in the Luxembourg American Cemetery. Quentin and Theodore Roosevelt Jr. are buried in the previous picture in Normandy. Those are sons of Teddy Roosevelt. Quentin was killed in World War I. He was a pilot in World War I. He was killed, and Theodore Jr. died a few weeks after he came ashore in D-Day in France. The family asked if they could be buried together, and so they moved Quentin's body to Normandy, and they lie next to each other in Normandy. Tomorrow, of course, is Memorial Day, and our cemetery in Arlington, a small flag will be placed on each grave. It's customary for the president to give a speech and lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And what's interesting is the citizens that participate in this holiday, the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts, have every year for the past 60 years placed flags on millions of soldiers' graves around the world. And these are just a few of the citizens. I know that there's several cities in France where the school children put American flags at the graves of the American soldiers in a gesture to thank them for saving their country in World War I. And so this is a great undertaking all over the world to care for these graves. After the terrible slaughter in World War I, General Pershing, who was the supreme commander of World War I, he formed the American Battle Monuments Commission in 1923. And families were given the choice of having the bodies of their sons repatriated to the United States or remaining in Europe. Almost, and this was kind of shocking to the American officials, but almost 40% of the families chose to have their sons buried in Europe. And so the Monument Commission became a huge undertaking all over the world. And now they make sure the cemeteries are perfectly maintained. And so it's interesting that in 2001, I believe it was, President Bush made a resolution to remind Americans of the true meaning of Memorial Day, the National Moment of Remembrance, he called it. And he asked at that time that it would be made official that at 3 p.m. local time for all Americans to voluntarily and informally observe in their own way a moment of remembrance and respect and pausing from whatever they're doing for a moment of silence. I think that's interesting, 3 p.m. tomorrow. That is a tradition that many folks don't know. And so General Pershing's promise, when he formed the Battlefield Commission, he said, so that time shall not dim the glory of their deeds. And that promise has gone unbroken for over almost 100 years. And let's take a moment tomorrow maybe to reflect on what it means, the day means, and to reflect on the sacrifice of our men and women so that we can enjoy the freedom that we're doing right now. And that is meeting and worshiping, and I think it just helps us to be thankful and grateful for those that have died for our great country.